You're back with Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. The gun debate was front and center at the state capitol Monday. Well, Boulder playwright Joshua Rollins is bringing the issue center stage with his one-act play Concealed Carry. When the curtain opens, a mass shooting has just taken place at an unnamed college in Colorado. The local theater company in Boulder, that's the name of the company, is doing a staged reading and discussion of the play later this month. And playwright Joshua Rollins is in our studio. Joshua, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Your main character is named Ben. He's a college professor, and he's in the school's library when a shooter opens fire there. How does he react?
Well, he basically reacts, I think, how many of us probably would react when we're in that situation, and that he runs away. I think that part of the reason that I wrote this is because people have very different ideas about how they would react in the situation. And for me, I don't really like writing issue plays. I like writing plays about an issue, but through someone's lens. And so for this, it was really about Ben's lens and what happens to him. And it sort of ties into this whole idea of what is heroism in 2013.
You didn't want to make a play that sort of hit people over the head with some kind of moral or even a political viewpoint. And Ben, I think it's safe to say, is not a hero.
No, absolutely.
Where does he wind up? When do we sort of first meet him?
So we first meet him in the parking lot of a Starbucks as he's sitting there sort of covered in blood, watching ambulances and police go by towards the shooting.
How many people are killed in the library?
Seven.
And what's going through his head at this point?
There are a few things that I obviously don't want to give away, but there are some secrets about why he's run away. He does have a relationship with one of the people that are killed, who happens to be a student, which would make things a little stickier for him. So there are some secrets underneath why Ben has run away that go beyond sort of just him reacting as most people would in this situation.
Being terrified.
Sure.
And he deals throughout the play with his feelings of guilt.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think that's a big part of the play is him trying to come to grips with why he acted the way that he did and how things would have been different. I think one thing that's always fascinated me about this debate is that anytime another shooting happens, both sides say, see, we were right, which has always really fascinated me. That's such a controversial issue. There's these two opposing sides that just continually believe that their point's being proved over and over again. You know, he even says at one point, no one in the library had a concealed carry permit. Maybe if someone did, it would have ended differently. I don't know. And I sort of think the what ifs are the driving force of the play.
But this is not a play, as we've said, that winds up taking a political stance in and of itself.
Right.
In a way, it tries to find the universal. What is the universal?
Well, for me, I think we have a really big responsibility as people who tell stories to not try to provide answers. I think you have to have a point of view and you have to ask questions. But for me, I get into a sticky situation if I'm going to write a 90-minute play about a concealed carry debate and give you the answers about what I think is the right answer. Because I don't know the right. I mean, I grew up in a gun culture. I grew up in West Virginia in the South. My friends had guns. My family had guns. I mean, so I grew up around that culture. I sort of feel like in 2013 with Facebook and Twitter and all these things we have available to us, it's very easy to just label the other as completely wrong. The crazy conservatives or the wacky liberals and just we're going to write off that point of view. To me, it's much more interesting to try to find where this person has an opinion or a say that does make sense.
What's an example of that?
When Y2K happened, right, I was a teenager and I remember going over to my friend's house and his father had the guns that he had purchased over the last year just lined up. And he said, look, when 2000 comes, we're dead. The civilization is going to end as we know it. And the only people that are going to survive and thrive are going to be the ones that have the most bullets. And I remember sitting, you know, New Year's Eve at my girlfriend's house on the couch just thinking, this is it. It's over after this. So it's this place of fear that I think drives a lot of these issues and a lot of these, you know, he wanted more than anything else to be able to protect his family, which I think most men find themselves and women as well. I don't want to, you know, sort of generalize, but I think men have this whole, I think it's tied into our masculinity and our DNA that we have to protect and we have to provide. And so part of that is how are you going to protect? And that fear is real. And most of the characters, I mean, even Steven in some place, who's the shooter in the play,
right?
We're not really sure where he comes from. And I don't think we ever really are. I saw a documentary, I think it was called Living for 32, which was about the Virginia Tech shootings. And I think the fascinating thing about that is you can see, you can even look up on YouTube and see videos of the shooter that he posted before the shooting. And there's someone who's really obviously mentally disturbed. But behind that, there's a real fear that he's tapped into. I mean, there's bullying that occurs. There's a lot of factors that go into that. And for us to just sort of put everything into one bucket and say, this is the reason, this is the cure, I think that's really erroneous of us as a culture.
You play with that not knowingness, just that, sure. that ignorance as to why these things happen. From the very start of the play, so Stephen McPherson is the shooter in this production called Concealed Carry. There's going to be a reading of it at the local new play festival in Boulder, March 17th. And Stephen McPherson addresses the audience through video at the very beginning of the play.
Right.
I'd like to have you read from what he says in this video message.
Sure. You're going to want to know why, because you always want to know why. You think it'll make it easier, make it better, make it all make sense. You think you'll be able to figure it out, that I was picked on, slapped around, mom and dad didn't love me, Oliver Stone and Marilyn Manson love me, that kind of shit. It's not that easy. It never has been, never will be. Even when I'm backed into a corner, I don't know what's behind me. All I know is what's in front.
There was a part of me in reading this script that thought, is it too soon? I think a lot of Coloradans still feel the freshness of the Aurora Theater shootings. And of course, you hit on so many similar themes.
I don't think it's ever too soon to ask questions. I think our job is, you know, as a playwright and an actor, if I see another production of The Odd Couple, I'm gonna jump off the building. I mean, you know, what new can be said about Oscar and Felix at this point? Don't we have a responsibility as people who are telling stories to tell stories that matter? And not to say that The Odd Couple doesn't matter. I mean, it's a funny play. But can we just ignore what's happening around here? I think part of the reason that theater has lost so many audience members to movies and to television is because we're not as topical as we should be. We're not exploring the issues of our time. We would much rather do, you know, the 10,000th production of A Midsummer Night's Dream than look at a new script that asks questions that we're grappling with today.
Tell me about the title Concealed Carry.
So the title Concealed Carry, obviously, part of it is about the concealed carry measure that's happened in Colorado in March of 2012 and about the ruling that the University of Colorado could not prevent people with concealed carry permits to bring guns on campus. The other part of it is about the things that we all carry with us, the concealed things that no one sees.
The secrets that Ben has.
Absolutely. The fear, the apathy, the anger, the ignorance, all those things that I think Ben, Stephen, Dee, who's Ben's wife, everyone has secrets that they carry with them. You know, deep down, there are things that are driving us that sometimes we don't even understand.
Why not write about a hero? Why not write about someone who did the valiant thing and
sure.
saved lives.
I think that people who just act human are often considered heroes. I think we're so
And you'll often hear that from people,
absolutely.
I'm not a hero. I just did what anyone would do or something.
And we're so starved for stories of heroism. I mean, you know, you turn on the Today Show every day and there's someone who pulled a child out of the way of a speeding car and they're lauded as a hero and then they have a book deal. And you're like, whoa, what happened? Like, I would like to think that anyone, when they saw a child in a crosswalk about to be hit by a car, would pull that child to safety. Like, when did it start becoming above being human to do the valiant thing or the right thing? And that's something that's always bothered me.
But you didn't write about a hero or someone who does any kind of rescuing, you know?
Right. Yeah. For me, I think what's more interesting than looking at someone who does the right thing is looking at someone who doesn't.
I mean, as if there's a right thing to do in a shooting
sure,
or not.
Sure, obviously.
You know, it's not quite that black and white, but
yeah, and I think that sort of gets to the heart of it as well. Like, I don't think anyone knows. So for me, I think writing about someone who does the valiant thing and who jumps over tables and tackles the gunman and saves the day is just, that's played out. I mean, you know, go watch Bruce Willis do that if you really want to, you know. To me, you know, let's explore what happens when a normal human being who feels pain, who feels bullet wounds, is put in that situation and how they would respond. We've seen enough Bruce Willis. Let's look at Ben a little bit. You know, I also have a media person in this play.
Someone right.
Someone who's...
TV reporter.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really wanted to explore what the role of the media was and will be in these type of things. Like when Newtown happened, the thing that affected me most was when, you know, we're all glued to the television trying to find out more information. As soon as these parents and the children come out, they're swarmed by reporters who are shoving microphones in their faces saying, you know, can you tell us about what the gun sounded like? Can you tell us something? And then the next day, five of the students are on the Today Show being interviewed. And what did you feel like? Were you scared? You know, why are these kids on television right now? Why aren't they home healing? Why does it matter to us what the gun sounded like to them? Why do we need to know that? Why can't we just let these people alone? So I really wanted to explore what the role of the media is in this as well. So I try to bring in a couple different aspects.
When you write something that's so topical, are you afraid that it will get quickly out of date? You know, obviously we've got the gun bill debate going on at the Capitol. Do you feel like it's a work in progress? It will have to be updated? Or is there something timeless that you think you've created?
I think there's always room for updating that occurs. I mean, I've written many other scripts that are getting produced. One of them was about the Sego mining disaster that happened in 2006.
This was in your native West Virginia.
In West Virginia, yeah, absolutely. And so I like to write things that are topical and explore those issues because I don't know if that's ever going to go away. I mean, sure, the concealed carry law may go through many different iterations with this bill being announced right now.
There's several bills.
Yeah, absolutely. And the ban on the high-capacity magazines and all these things that are sort of coming out of it, I don't think that's going to put to rest the concealed carry debate or the gun control debate. I think that debate's going to last for a very long time.
Thank you so much for being with us, Joshua.
Thank you very much.
Joshua Rollins talked to us about his new play, Concealed Carry. It's part of the Local Lab New Play Festival, which runs March 15th through 17th at Chautauqua in Boulder.